an unexpected mini twister, as one witness called it, more commonly known to Canadians as a dust devil, swept through the Elks Hall Pancake Breakfast and Community Market site in Clearwater on Saturday, July 6 at approximately 12:30 p.m. The devil wind wound its way through the large tent canopies that had been packed with breakfast guests earlier that morning. That dust devil destroyed those big tents, Elks market manager Michelle Webster told the Clearwater Times. We are so fortunate most of the people had gone and there were only a couple of vendors left packing up when it hit. At first I thought it was just a strong wind kicking up, but it quickly turned into something more severe. The pancake breakfast tents were packed with people earlier, and by the way those tents were destroyed it could have been catastrophic. The vendors still on site were left, scrambling to pick stuff up, says Webster, and even though the tents were very securely anchored together they were ripped apart in moments, leaving them crumpled and torn once the whirling dervish wind had died down. Rowena Muglich is a volunteer with Wells Gray Search and Rescue and was on her way to a training exercise at the river when she saw the sudden plume of dirt and dust swirling into the air in front of the hall. Muglich quickly pulled over and managed to capture the event with her cell phone. I can't believe I actually got the photo, Muglich said. It happened really fast and it's so lucky there were no people under those tents. Someone could have been badly injured. It all happened so fast. According to Wikipedia, a dust devil, also known regionally as a dirt devil, is a strong, well-formed, and relatively short-lived whirlwind. Its size ranges from small, 18 inches or half a meter wide and a few yards or meters tall, to large, more than 30 feet or 10 meters wide and more than half a mile or 1 kilometer tall. The primary vertical motion is upward. Dust devils are usually harmless, but can on rare occasions grow large enough to pose a threat to both people and property. The Weather Network states, while dust devils may resemble tornadoes, they form under different circumstances and are normally less destructive. Tornadoes typically develop under rotating thunderstorms, but dust devils materialize when there are clear skies and warm temperatures. When cold air moves aloft over the region and there is strong sunlight hitting the surface, it can cause rapid heating at the ground level, leading to a strong updraft that can pick up dust and rotate. A local trucking company, DDW Enterprises Inc., has already offered to donate new tents to the Elks to replace those destroyed. Webster is grateful to the people that immediately stepped up to help with cleanup following the sudden incident, saying, "Thank you to DDW Enterprises and the passers-by who stopped to help, Marilyn First, Murray Duell and Cheryl Thomas. We sure have a wonderful community of volunteers here."